I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Audible.com and AVG.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And you'll notice we're back in the studio with the new lights and everything, and I've still got a lot to clean up to do in the old studio. But hey, what are you going to do? We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. I'm still tweaking and doing things to get everything straightened out in here. I mean, my tripod there is a little bit low. I'm using a new microphone, which I will put up, actually... Fred, why don't you put it up on the screen, what kind of microphone it is. It's this microphone right here. I'm going to take it back down out of, there we go, out of frame. Try to get it out of frame. And my light went out. That's not good. Anyway, things happen here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Just saying. But anyway, yes, I have the new microphone, and, you know, hopefully it's doing well. My experimentation with it seemed to make it, you know, look like it was going to be okay. I've got a lot of fans and noise because this is my office and my computer room, and there's a lot of computers here and stuff. So there's a lot of things I'm still kind of working out. You understand what I mean? So, there you go. Yes, and I was going to say that my camera may be a little low as far as the positioning. So, we'll see, you know what I mean? Okay. So I have my tablet, my trusty Nexus 10 here in front of me. We'll use that to do the show today. So if you see me looking down, that's what it's about, okay? Alrighty. First item here, Google says they're sorry. Now, I have a friend at work that thinks that Google is the devil. And so when he hears me say Google says they're sorry, he's probably like, yeah, they're really sorry. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that they said that they were apologizing for their problem that they had with the Chromecast. When they released the SDK, it actually broke a guy's application that he wrote that allowed you to broadcast from your Chromecast locally, from your PC, for instance, out to the Chromecast without having to go through any services or anything. And the SDK broke that. The new one. So what are you going to do? Hopefully they'll fix that. Since the spokesman apologized, one would hope that maybe they'll fix that. Other big news, and that's this. Microsoft bought Nokia. Nokia is the leading manufacturer of the Windows 8 phone. And so Microsoft said, yes, that sounds good, let's buy it. So they bought the company. I liked it so much, I bought the company. Yeah. Anyway, they paid 3.97 billion euros, which is around six-ish billion dollars. You know, roughly speaking. I don't speak euro. Anyway, pretty weird. So the next item here, which is cross-posted from the handheld hack, by the way. The handheld hack is, of course, the netcast that I do related to handheld devices, of which my Nexus 10 is a handheld device. So, but anyway, the handheld hack, I posted an article here about the new Android version called KitKat. Yes, KitKat. See, I like KitKat bars. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that KitKat bar. So a KitKat commercial, right? Yeah, no. KitKat is not a sponsor. The official statement of DrBill.TV is that KitKat is not a sponsor. Not that I wouldn't mind them being a sponsor, because I really like KitKat bars, but I digress. The point is that Google was in secret negotiations with Nestle to be able to use the phrase or term KitKat to describe their new version of their operating system, Android operating system. So the official name, KitKat, rather than ice cream sandwich or gingerbread, it'll be KitKat. Yeah, it's a bit odd. Anyway, let me talk about, you know, last week I said that we had a really exciting new sponsor. Dude, I am so excited about this new sponsor, and they are, of course, Audible.com. You may have noticed on the website, over on the right-hand side of the website, I've got a great big new ad for Audible.com. They are a sponsor now of the Dr. Bill Podcast, Netcast, through, of course, Tech Podcast Network, which, as I said, we're a proud member of. Now, here's the thing about Audible.com. This is an awesome, awesome deal. Amazing deal. 1 month free. Now, here's the thing. It's only during the month of September that you can do this here on the Dr. Bill Show. As this, lower third here says, you need to sign up for Audible.com. Now, here's how you do it. Go to this URL right here, which is audiblepodcast.com/Dr. Bill. Okay? You say, wow, Dr. Bill's got your name in it. Yes, I know. I'm so excited. Go to that URL and sign up for a 1 month free membership, full blown membership in the Audible thing. Okay? And you get your first Audible book free. Okay? Now, after 1 month, if you continue, then, of course, your credit card and everything will be charged, and that's all good, because I tell you, Audible is an awesome service. Now, of course, you know what I did. I signed up, and I immediately went to Audible.com and did a search and found Star Trek books. Now, check this out. I can be driving down the road in my car, and I can be listening to somebody read me a Star Trek book. Heaven, I'm telling you, it's awesome. So, I love Audible. I mean, the whole idea that somebody's reading to me a book that I love and that I'm excited about, are you kidding? It's awesome. So sign up today through us here at the Dr. Bill Show to Audible, and I tell you, you will appreciate it. You'll enjoy audiobooks. It's a great way to listen to books. I'm telling you. Check it out. All right, so let's mosey on. Let me fire up the, my tablet went to sleep on me. Excuse me. There goes that light again. I hate it when that happens. It's being very picky. It's not going to come back on, apparently. That's very upsetting. I'll have to look into that. But anyway, in the meantime, maybe the sunlight coming through the window will compensate for the light that just went out. It's been a weird netcast so far. Anyway, LibreOffice gets commercial support. LibreOffice is getting commercial support through a company called Collabora. I think it's the root word being collaborate. So Collabora. Okay. They are going to provide paid commercial support to LibreOffice. Now, this is good because there's a lot of companies that don't want to go to LibreOffice because it's open source and there's not one throat to choke, as they say in the old biz. You know what I'm saying? So, this gives them somebody they can call up and go, dude, why can't I do this? And they'll go, because you clicked on the wrong thing. What's up with you? Anyway, So, next item, live stream. Livestream now has live events. They have always had live events, but now they have them through Roku. They have established a brand new Roku channel, and that Roku channel allows you to check up on what live events they have going on at that moment. And for instance, the next time the Tech Podcast Network has a live event, well, guess what? You can go to Livestream on your Roku box, and you can check it out and watch it on your big screen TV in your living room through the Roku. Cool. All right, now let me talk about our other sponsor that we have, and that is AVG. AVG is an awesome antivirus company, but they make all kinds of cool things. And one of the things they make is something called AVG Family Safety. It allows you as a parent to protect your child online. Now, if you click on the link that's provided right there on the drbill.tv blog right side screen, click on that, you'll be able to learn more about family safety from AVG. And as I mentioned here in the blog, if you are not sure a website is safe, you don't know whether you ought to go there or not, if you ever been in that situation, you just didn't know, do I want to do this or not? Now you can know, because what you can do, you can go to the drbill.tv blog. You can scroll down the right-hand side. Right below the AVG advertisement, there is a place that says, is this website safe? Website safe, hard to say. And you enter in the website you have a concern about, and it will give you a full report on that website, whether it's safe or not. That's pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? Whoa! Okay, Fred. Thank you so much for shocking me like that. Anyway, we have a new Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Flux. It's F.L-U-X, so I assume that's Flux. I'll just call it Flux for sake of your ears. Anyway, hearing that. The idea of Flux is that it is a computer screen adjuster. It will adjust the colors and the brightness of your computer screen in to be in the correct cycle for the part of the world that you are in. This light being off over here, it really bugs me. So I'm going to try unscrewing it and screwing it back in and clicking it, and nothing seems to be working. I'm just so annoyed by that. You know how I get. I get distracted by these things. Anyway, it's true. You can bet that after the netcast, I will be looking into that. I'll be swapping bulbs around to see what's going on. Anyway, so Flux. Flux basically makes your computer screen look good no matter how, what orientation you are on the planet. Yes. So, it makes the color of your computer's display adapt to the time of day, warm at night, and sunlight, like sunlight during the day. How weird is that? You know, it gets you all feng shui, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Okay, this last item is kind of a thought experiment that I had, so to speak, and that is that I was a bit concerned that malls, you know, big, huge buildings with people walking around shopping, malls, they're dying, or actually they're dead. Well, they are, and so I had this little thought piece here on that. You know how it is. You break out the old dragon naturally speaking and you dictate into your microphone about whatever is on the top of your brain. And this is what I said. So I was thinking, have you ever noticed that malls are pretty much gone? We had a really large mall sort of near our house within a few miles anyway, and it is totally closed down. There are a few straggling hangers-on businesses left there, but for the most part, the mall is empty. And I even have a picture here of an empty mall on the old blog, drbill.tv. Think about the malls in your neighborhood or your city. What is their current state? They're probably lonely places to be these days. Why, you may ask? Because nobody goes there anymore. It used to be that going to the mall was an American pastime. It's something, actually not past time, past time. That's the problem with using Dragon actually speaking. Sometimes it types what you say, but it doesn't quite hear it correctly. I'll fix that. It's something everyone did. Now, do you know anyone that goes to the mall? Probably not. Or if you do know someone that suggests, hey, let's go to the mall. Yeah, you look at them and go, are you crazy? What's up with that? Again, why do you do that? Because malls are going the way of the dodo bird. And what has replaced these oases? Now, by the way, oases is the plural of oasis. And I had to look it up. It's true. It is spelled, where is it? O-A-S-E-S, oases. Anyway, what has replaced these oases of economic exploration? Why, the internet, of course. Why traipse through a mall when you can go to Amazon.com and literally order anything, and I mean anything you want? It's simple, it's convenient, and hey, if you have Amazon Prime, you don't even have to pay shipping, and you get it in 2 days. Pretty cool. Anyway, and if you're searching for something really odd that they may not have down at the local five and dime, like there are still five and dimes. Okay, I'm showing my age again here. Anyway, you can always use Google and quickly find a site that sells whatever the strange and mysterious thing you're looking for is. So lean back in your easy chair, fire up your laptop, and order over the internet. And remember, you'll be responsible for shutting down local businesses everywhere. Yes, I was thinking about all this because I was considering the ways that the internet has changed American society. This is only one of many of the ways that society is experiencing changes based on the internet. How many can you think of? It's a game. How many ways can you think of that society is different? Yes. Well, there you go. I'm going to close the old Nexus 10 because it's that time of part of the show where we have to wave goodbye. Actually, I'll tell you what it is. It's time for me to look into why this light's not working. And I'm frustrated by that, and I'm going to have to get off the air so that I can go do that. So there. So remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.